This is another installment of Words of Great Encouragement from the Prince of Preachers, taken and edited from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Three new meditations from the Scriptures, all on the theme of encouragement. Psalm 84, verse 7. They go from strength to strength. There are various renderings of these words, but all of them contain the idea of progress. They go from strength to strength. That is, they grow stronger and stronger. Usually, if we are walking, we go from strength to weakness. We start fresh and in good order for our journey, but by and by, the road becomes rough, and the sun is hot. We sit down by the wayside a while, and then again painfully pursue our weary way. But the Christian pilgrim, having obtained fresh supplies of grace, is as vigorous after years of toilsome travel and struggle as when he first set out. He may not be quite so elated and buoyant, nor perhaps quite so hot and hasty as in his zeal that he once had. But he is much stronger in all that constitutes real power, and travels, if more slowly, far more surely. Some gray-haired veterans have been as firm in their grasp of faith and as zealous in spreading it as they were in their younger days. But alas, it must be confessed that it is often otherwise, for the love of many grows cold and sins abound. But this is their own sin and not the fault of the promise, which still holds, "The youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Fretful spirits sit down and trouble themselves about the future. "Alas," they say, "we go from affliction to affliction." Oh, very true, oh, you of little faith. But then you also go from strength to strength. You shall never find a bundle of affliction which has not bound up in the midst of it all sufficient grace for your journey of faith. Then there's Isaiah chapter 33, verse 17. "Your eyes shall see the King in his beauty." The more you know about Jesus, the less you will be satisfied with superficial views of him. And the more deeply you study all that he's done for you with his atoning sacrifice, the depths of his love and the fullness of his grace as revealed in the Holy Scriptures, the more truly and fully you will see the King in his beauty. Be much in such contemplation. Long more and more to see Jesus. Meditation and contemplation are often like windows through which we behold the Redeemer. Meditation puts the telescope to the eye and enables us to see Jesus in a better way than we could have seen him if we had lived in the days of his earthly life. Oh, that our conversation were more in heaven, and that we were more taken up with the person, the work, and the beauty of our incarnate Lord. More meditation, and the beauty of the King would flash upon us with more resplendence. And beloved, it is very profitable that when we come to die, we shall have such a sight of our glorious King as we never had before. Many believers near death have looked up from amidst the stormy waters and have seen Jesus walking on the waves of the sea and heard him say, "It is I, be not afraid." Ah, yes, when the earthly house of our frail body begins to shake and the clay falls away, we shall see Christ through the rifts. And between the rafters, the sunlight of heaven comes streaming in. But if we want to see face to face the King in his beauty, we must go to heaven for that sight. Or the King must come here in person to us. Oh, that he would come on the wings of the wind. He is our heavenly bridegroom. And we are widowed by his absence. He is our brother, dear and fair, and we are lonely without him. Thick veils and clouds hang between our souls and their true source of life. When shall the day break and the shadows flee? Oh, long expected day, begin. Now add to that Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me. The cry of the Christian religion is the gentle word, come. The Jewish law harshly said, go, take heed to your steps. Break the commandments and you shall perish. Keep them and you shall live. The Old Testament law was a dispensation of terror, which drove men before it as with a whip. The gospel draws with the bands of love. Jesus is the good shepherd, going before his sheep, bidding them follow him, and ever leading them onwards with the sweet word, come. The law repels. The gospel attracts. The law shows the distance which there is between God and mankind. The gospel bridges that awful chasm and brings the sinner across it. From the first moment of your spiritual life until you are ushered into glory, the language of Jesus to you will be, come, come unto me. As a mother puts out her finger to her little child and woos it to walk by saying, come, even so does Jesus. He will always be ahead of you, bidding you follow him as the soldier follows his captain. He will always go before you to pave your way and clear your path, and you shall hear his animating voice calling you after him all through life. Then, at last, well, in the solemn hour of death, his sweet words, with which he shall usher you into the heavenly world, shall be, come. Come, you blessed of my Father. But further, this is not only Christ's cry to you, but if you are a believer, this is your cry to Christ. Come, come, Lord Jesus. You will be longing for his second coming. You will be saying, come quickly, even so come, Lord Jesus. You will be panting for nearer and closer communion with him. As his voice to you is come, your response to him will be, come, Lord, and abide with me. Come and occupy alone the throne of my heart. Reign there without a rival and consecrate me entirely to your service. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.